and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Not going to lie, I'm a little bit embarrassed and nervous about what's about to go down here.
That's because you know that I have the sting of triangle play right here now in the studio. This guy's the Stuart Copeland of triangle players.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us in the studio is Anthony DeQuatro. He's the principal percussionist with the Greater Bridgeport Symphony. And the reason why we've brought you in today, Anthony, is that I wouldn't let my daughter play the triangle in band at her school because I said it's a fake instrument.
Look at her tiptoeing around us right now, Anthony. Your life's work. This man's been to Bali, all right? He's played in the jungles of Ghana, all right? He's been all over Latin America. He's a king in Latin America. They treasure him. They treasure him in Latin America.
Why would you tell your daughter this?
Well, I feel like, one, it's out of laziness for her. She told me she didn't want to play, like, the trumpet because it required too much breath, and she thought she would be tired. And I think she felt like the triangle really involved very little actual effort.
Or
and
breathing.
I said if she wanted to play an instrument, she had to play a real instrument. But I guess the triangle is a real instrument, you're going to tell me?
I'm definitely going to tell you that.
I mean, it's right. A symphony. You can't have a symphony without the triangle.
Is that true? You can have a symphony without a triangle.
It wouldn't
can't
make much sense.
Well, I guess you could have one without the triangle momentarily.
Oh.
But at times, you are going to be required to have a triangle. It's just someone needs to add color to the music.
You see that? Life is bland without a triangle. All right?
That's pretty much it.
It's monotone. There's nothing to it without a triangle. You know what? Let me ask you a serious question, Anthony.
Yes.
At what age did you know you wanted to play the triangle?
Well, that's a tough question to answer because it started as I wanted to play the drums. But then I figured out that playing the drums was more than just playing a drum.
Mm-hmm.
That there was a variety of instruments that you could play. There's so many different things that you can hit and that you can scrape. And the triangle is just one of those beautiful instruments that when it is put into the hands of someone who knows how to play it and who has worked diligently at it, it becomes a beautiful instrument.
Did you hear him? He's dedicated his life to this. All right?
All right.
And you insulted him. You know what? Let me cut right to the chase. Uh-huh. Anthony, of all the additional instruments, once we get past like the regular drum set that most people see in their band or whatever around them, which instrument gets the most chicks? Because I'm thinking triangles up there.
It's got to be one of them.
I'm telling you.
It is a conversation piece.
People are like, oh, you play the triangle.
Sexy.
Cool.
Let me put it this way. If you're in a bar and you're wearing a tuxedo and someone says, you're wearing a tuxedo. Why are you wearing a tuxedo? And you say, well, I'm a musician. And they say, what do you play? If you say triangle, that conversation is going to move on.
Well, that's for sure.
I think he means in a good way, Anna.
I think so, too. I think I would be so incredibly intrigued. I mean, I didn't know that was a real job, not to be offensive, Anthony. I didn't know that people become professional triangle players, which is why I wasn't pushing my daughter to do it. Because I was like, if you're going to play the guitar, sure. You want to play the drums? Okay. You want to learn how to play like a flute?
Sellouts.
All right.
Sellouts.
But I mean, how often do you see like Rihanna or Taylor Swift busting out their triangle?
You know what? I don't see them playing anything. I got to be honest with you. All right? I see Taylor Swift with the guitar. That's all I see. You know what? This guy can play any instrument on the stage. Take that, Rihanna.
Well, Anthony, when we come back in just a couple minutes, will you show us some of the triangle work that you do?
Absolutely.
When I told Raven that I wouldn't let my daughter play triangle in band because I said it wasn't a real instrument and she had to play something real if she wanted to be in band, he got a little bit offended.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I went off and found Anthony DeQuatro. He's an amazing talent, principal percussionist with the Greater Bridgeport Symphony. He's attached to Quinnipiac University on their faculty, Southern University of Bridgeport. He's all over the place. He's played his triangle in the jungles of Ghana. He's been to Paris. He was on stage with Leanne Rimes. He's rocked out everywhere.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Sienna and Raven. Basically, Raven's trying to embarrass me because I said this.
And rightly so.
You've embarrassed yourself.
Good.
You see this man with war paint on his face playing to the natives shirtless in the jungles of the Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, he soothes the savage beast with the triangle.
All right. Anthony, can you show us some of the amazing work that you do with him?
Sure.
I mean, he's got multiple triangles over there. So just for my thought, as I am a triangle layman,
yes,
although I am a dedicated fan, does one triangle give you one tone and that's it, and then you need other ones or what?
Yes, you need a few triangles. As you see, I brought three triangles today. Each one is going to have a slightly different sound. And when you're playing a piece of music, you want to try to match the sound of your triangle to the sound of the piece, the sound of the orchestra. So it's not a one triangle fits all scenario.
Yeah. See that? He's a scientist. Okay, Anna? Mm-hmm. You belittled this man's life's work.
No, I mean, I like to play the triangle. I just figured, like, all you do is you just hit it over and over again. I didn't know there was actually science to it.
Anthony, let's school this chick.
All right, well, first I have a question. So there's two different ways to play the triangle. I can play for you something that I would do with the symphony, or I can play for you something that I did when I played with Leanne Rimes.
Oh, I think we go Leanne Rimes.
Leanne Rimes.
Right?
I mean, all right, so here you go. Here's some triangle playing.
I mean, he's doing different stuff there.
Right.
It makes me feel like I'm going down the road. Does it make you feel like you're going down the road? I felt like I was jogging.
Can I try that?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Are you laughing at me because you know I can't? Hold on. I've
got
triangle.
I don't want you to upset my good friend Tony now. No, it's not the same. No, no. But that's the dinner bell. What he was doing was music. You're telling me the dinner's ready.
That didn't sound the same?
No, no, no. See what he does with these other triangles.
All right.
I think he's going to need his triangle stick back.
All right.
Seriously, you don't have to keep it.
Come on, I got millions of them.
He's got a million triangle sticks.
Magic wand over there now. Don't let her keep it like Harry Potter.
It's not a wand.
All right, so when you're playing with the orchestra, you're looking for a little bit more tone, right? So we hang it from a clip here so it can ring.
He's playing different corners.
This is me again.
Dinner's ready. Alpo time. What's that chromed out one you got there on the butt? What's that tiny thing? What is that?
Well, that's if you need a kind of a gentler sound.
It's a baby triangle.
Chrome plating had me thinking pimping. Is there something, Tony, where you could play us like a popular song from today and people would recognize it off the triangle? Is there a song that you're like, yep, I could do that right now on a triangle?
Ooh.
Like a beat Shazam with a triangle.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to give you a minute to think about it, then we'll come back with that.
All right.
California girls, they're undeniable. Time
tendencies. Maybe Regulators?
Right.
Where are you going there?
Regulators!
No.
When I mentioned to Raven that I wouldn't let my daughter play the triangle in school band because I thought it wasn't a real instrument, he thought he should embarrass me. So he brought in a pro triangle player.
Back now with Anthony DeQuattro, principal percussionist for the Bridgeport Symphony Orchestra and player of that sweet triangle music that swoons so many.
So Anthony, can you play a popular song on the triangle?
All right, I'm going to give it a shot.
All okay. Right,
here we go. Don't you dare look back.
Shut up and dance with me. Woo! Shut up and dance with me. Is that what it was supposed to be?
Sure.
Well, speaking of the triangle, you actually have a big event that's coming up.
Yes. So this is Greater Bridgeport Symphony. This is our March concert. It is on Saturday, March 3rd, a night of French music and music inspired by France and French history.
Mm.
And believe it or not, on that concert, I am going to be playing the triangle.
I mean, of course. Typically, he's the percussionist, so he plays all sorts of different stuff that has to do with percussion. This time, just triangle work?
Yeah, well, being principal percussionist means that I decide who plays what, and when there is a triangle part. That's correct. And when there is a triangle part on the concert, I am the one who plays it because you got to have a good triangle player.
Look
now,
at that.
How would you grade my triangle playing? This is I'm playing
Dinner.
Triangle.
Dinner's ready.
I would grade that as needs work.
Okay.
Unsatisfactory.
You know, what I would suggest is maybe get your daughter to give you some lessons on that, and she's
bulk it up.
You know, she's into the triangle. She can probably give you some pointers.
Right. We'll
I'm
see.
Hungry. Does that make any difference?
No.